have web hosting software built in.
In terms of the strategy for Parliament, the government, chairpersons and heads of the portfolio committees are required to actually report the state of business of the portfolio committee. And this morning, both the heads and myself had to attend the strategy. And the meeting of the strategy started late, and as a result, delaying the start of this one. My humble apology, it was the content is beyond my control. I don't see a smile, I don't see anything, and you are very angry with me. Now it's better. Thank you. We have an agenda in front of us. It has got four items. The first one is the consideration and adoption of the minutes of the meeting that was held on the 17th of June 2009. After that, we will consider the budget vote report. We will also consider the legal service for 25-year review plan. And we will then consider the consideration of the State of the Nation address for issues on transport. I don't know how we are going to be proceeding because we are one member for the board. If we don't correct today, it would mean that transport will not implement anything because the budget for transport will not be passed.
Thank you.
Honorable Chair, thank you very much for joining the meeting. Mm-hmm. In actual fact, we were not correct. Thank you for me.
I'm really sorry that I was late. I really do apologize. I was in a DA study group, and I was very late. And I'll take the opportunity while I've got the microphone. Apologies from Stuart Ferrer, who's got to attend a WIP meeting, because he's also WIP in my caucus. So apologies from him. But I'm really sorry that I'm late. I won't do that again.
The same happened with us. We had to set up the strategy, and as a result, the meeting is started late. I think there is a problem with programming itself, which is causing this because. Anyway, we can now start with with our meeting. We are the committee is made of 13 members, and the quorum is made of 7 members because it's 50 plus 1. So the belief that we need to have 8 members is untrue. Yeah. Our quorum is 7 members, not 8, because our committee has got 18 members, 1 member who resigned, who is still reflected as a member of the committee, Mpahlwa, the former minister, has resigned. So the committee has got 18 members. The quorum of that is 7 members, so we do correct. Can we then proceed? We are on item 1 for the benefit of Honorable Jeffrey. We have 4 items on the agenda. We will start with the adoption, the consideration and adoption of the minutes of the meeting of this committee, which was held on the 17th of June, 2009. We will go through the minutes. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, 5. Page 2. Could we have a mover for the adoption of the minutes and the seconder? We have a mover in the name of Honorable Ngele, and the seconder in the name of Honorable Sekusa. Thank you very much. We are now on item number 2, the consideration and adoption of the committee's budget voter report. We have the report in front of us, and we have also had an opportunity of a briefing by the department on the budget vote, what the priorities are, and we ask questions. We now have the report in front of us. Are there say any issues as far as the report, what is reflected on the report. Honorable Justice.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm sorry, I didn't get this before, the other thing. Could you grant us 2 minutes at least just to read the first question?
Okay. I don't think that there is a problem with that. But can we find out how did it happen? Because I got my copy of it. The secretary has given an explanation that she was hoping that I was going to go through it and make comments, and I got mine yesterday. And also she said she emailed the copies to those that had got her email. And she then put the report in the prison hall today. She couldn't put, I'm sorry, she couldn't put in the pigeonhole, she emailed. So, can we then quickly go? indicate when you are ready. any questions? Okay. Are there any comments in relation to the report? Honorable Luca?
Yes, Madam Chair. On page 5, the challenges faced by the department.
Yes,
I agree with the department. There are serious issues, such as, you know, the working together with, for instance, Transnet and the Department of Transport. I think, what are we going to do about this? Is this just to be dealt with? And then the other issue is the funds for rural infrastructure. I think that is really important. It's time that we deliver to the rural people now. We seem to be concentrating on the urban areas, and I think if we could just spread this out a bit. And then the last one is the taxi industry. I think it appears as though the taxi industry and the department are seeing from the same page now, and I hope that is a correct assumption, because if that's so, then we have this great prospect for the 2010, because that's one of the problems.
Are there any comments or responses to what has been raised by Honorable Luca?
Just the one point I almost forgot, the most important one. The department had requested $51 billion from the National Treasury, and it received $1.3 billion. It's a difficult, the proportion is just difficult to understand. How can you? $31 billion, which is 1.3. It makes it very difficult for the department.
Thank you, Chair. In connection with bullet number 3, on what Honorable Lucas was saying, more funds are required now. They said, either to the department, that say that they would, that would make it priority, that those roads that in fact should be done. We will take their work, but they say put it on priority.
Honorable Verma.
Thank you, Chairperson. What Honorable Lucas has said regarding rural development, and I think it's also covered, and then where they added, where they discussed on page 9, the committee responded, and then on page 9, the last dot, the comprehensive plan should be developed, and I think it's also covered where we as a committee have responded.
On page 9, bullet number 4, I think that if this report was to be read by a person who doesn't sit in the committee, what is said on this paragraph would not be clearly understood. And what this relates to is that we are looking at the program Shobagalula. That is what he said. Shobagalula as a program that enables a child that walked more than 5 kilometers to ride a bicycle and have a better way of reaching the school. But what we are critical of is that those bicycles are not manufactured in South Africa, and as a result, they don't contribute to job creation and poverty reduction. That is what we are saying as a sustainable committee. And also, we are saying that if that program was then relating to poverty reduction and high rate of unemployment, we should be seeing the production of the bicycles in South Africa. That's what we are saying. Also on the second last bullet on the same page, we are saying the strategic plan of the department should be aligned to the findings of the National Household Survey. But we are not saying a person who does know the household survey doesn't know what we are talking about. There is no reference that would enable the person who reads the assessment to go and retrieve that information. Or we are not talking to the specific issues that we are referring to that are in that document. That household survey was trying to look at the cost of traveling per person, transport. And the desired situation is that it should not cost a South African more than 10% to travel, more than 10% of the income to travel. Now, when it comes to the findings, it's very clear that the cost of traveling is more than 10%. If we are not clear, it will not be understood what are the benefits of the survey and how does it relate to the thinking of this committee. How much should it cost a poor person to travel? And that is what has to come out clearly. The other one is on page 10, bullet number 5. What we are saying here is that the first president of a democratic South Africa launched a program in February 2, 1995, which speaks to infrastructural development and service delivery. And that program that he launched was called Martha Kanu Campaign, and he said it was going to be an ongoing campaign. And one of the key issues that relates to the Department of Transport in that document is that it acknowledges the fact that there are uneven levels of development in the country. There are communities that have got adequate services, and the responsibility of government will be to maintain those services and prevent them from degrading. The second is the recognition that there are inadequate and poor services, and the responsibility of government would be to upgrade and improve those services so as to close the gap between the poor and the rich. The third aspect of the document is that there are communities that do not have services at all, and the government would then have to provide those services. And what we have observed in the past 15 years is that even the department, when they were presenting, they could not say to us what percentage of the budget goes to maintenance of adequate existing services, and what percentage of the budget that goes to upgrading and improvement of the inadequate services, and what percentage of the budget goes to provision of services. If we don't specify that, we will still be faced with a situation where in the past 15 years, the adequate services have degraded. What relates to our situation then is the potholes that we see throughout the country, because there is no clear implementation of the Masakane campaign to allocate the resources adequately. And we are calling on the department to start doing that. We also talked about the issue of the master plan. And integrated development planning, where we'll be able to maximize resources that are allocated, because you are able to plan together as different spheres and different departments. So the horizontal and vertical planning of the department, as much as it happens in the planning phase, coordinated by district municipalities. But that is not happening according to its desire. And also, the implementation process does not take into account the integrated planning process. When departments are then implementing in the service delivery, they don't take into account that they were planning together, which is why we still see a school with no water. We still see a school with no sanitation. We still see a school with no electricity. And we still see a school with no roof. And we are emphasizing here the issue of integrated planning and integrated delivery. And we are appreciating the fact that, as a committee, there is a planning commission that has been established. With those amendments, maybe I think we should be sitting on the adoption now.
Chair, before the adoption, maybe I have to be corrected if I'm wrong. Because as a committee, my understanding is that we're not revising the departmental report. But out of the departmental report, we have to identify certain issues. And also out of those issues, we have to come out with a recommendation, so that at the end of the day, if those recommendations become the House resolution, we are able to track the implementation of those of those resolutions. When looking at the report, I think we have to, for instance, under the challenges faced by the department, I think that should be, maybe we need to convert that into the findings. For instance, maybe for the grade, that shortage of funds for rural infrastructural development. I'm just making an example. Then out of the subheading that is saying committee reform, because these are not the limits, but we are developing the recommendations, that of what we have discovered
from the department as a committee. That is what we are recommending. So that at the end of the day, we know exactly as a committee that these are the recommendations which have been adopted by the House. They are now the resolution. Then you are able to follow up. But if maybe the committee will just indicate the challenges of the department does not indicate its challenges. But you know, we need to just identify certain issues, findings, then, and come out with the recommendation. I don't know if maybe I'm wrong, but I think that is my proposal, that maybe we change the challenges faced by the department. The department will identify those challenges in their report. But you know, we change the challenges now in the committee, that those challenges are the findings. Or would that is what we have found in the department, if there is insufficient fund for what and what and what, then what is it that we are recommending to address the those challenges? Thank you.
Contribution on that? On the issues, right? What is being proposed is to improve the format of the report to reflect the views of the committee rather than to put it as a report of the department. It is a report of the portfolio committee.
Mm-hmm.
And if then it is a report of the portfolio committee, we are not expected to be responding. We don't respond to anyone. We recommend to Parliament. And whatever is put in front of us as a challenge, it becomes a finding to us. We can make those changes.
Madam Chair, I agree with the proposal to say we are not the ones who are under scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
We are not the ones who are under scrutiny, therefore we could not be responding.
Yes.
It is our role, an oversight role.
Mm-hmm.
So all that we have to do is to recommend, having observed the
Honourable, what I'd like to recommend, I agree with everything that you said. I think we must put it as a list of recommendations. And then if I may suggest the next step, once this budgeting process is over and so forth, that those recommendations, that you incorporate that into your plan, Madam Chair, with regards to the oversight and reporting, so it becomes part of our plan. We then follow up on these recommendations and make sure it actually happens by the end of the financial year.
Mm. Okay. In terms of the budget vote, we are debating tomorrow, and we have to pass this budget
Friday.
And we have to conclude. By that time, we should have concluded this report. And there are still those amendments. The question that I'm putting forward now is, are we today approving this report of ours with amendments, or we are going to allow the secretary to go and amend and then reconvene to us? Honorable Paul?
I hope that we adopt them with a note that we only adopt them with the condition that we have mandated the secretary to make the necessary amendments.
Honorable Paul?
Thanks, Madam Chair. I'd like to suspend the honourable member said, and perhaps if the secretariat could then get us copies of the final draft in our pigeonholes and email and so forth by tomorrow sometime, so we have an opportunity to read it, but we're not surprised at anything that may come up suddenly tabled at the sitting. And that if there is any amendments and so forth, then we do it, that we interact directly with you, Madam Chair. But I think, you know, based on the discussions in principle, I think we would agree with anything that's been said. But if there's something really, you know, glaring that we would disagree with, perhaps discuss with you, and then, you know, drop the Gun Bike Connect, but I don't see that happening. Thank you.
Thank you. I think that is clear. But I think there is one thing missing. One thing missing on the I don't know whether to say our observation or a finding. When the department was presenting, our comments were such that we are observing a slow pace in the transformation process of the department. And our desire was to see a speedy process that would result with all the challenges that are reflected here being addressed. Was that my only understanding, or that is the understanding of the whole committee, that there has been less transformation in as far as making it cheaper for a person that lives in South Africa to move from point A to point B? Our overall observation when the department was presenting, taking from the comments, was that the department had not moved with speed to transform itself. That is not reflected in this report that we have made that observation. I wanted to find out whether it is an assumption on my part, or it is the observation of the committee, that the department has not moved with speed to transform itself. Not to transform the department, but to transform transport in South Africa.
Yes. I agree with you. Thank you, Chairperson. The pace has been too slow. I believe that other honorable members of the portfolio committee will agree with you that the pace has been really too slow. And in the next coming financial year, we need a lot of improvement. Taking it that since they have said to us they have opened other branches within the department so that they can capacitate the speedy delivery that is expected by our people on the ground. Thank you.
So can we then include that in the report as an observation? Can we then have a mover for the adoption of the report? Honorable Dixon?
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Just one thing that I just want to. We're agreeing to pass this report. That's what we're agreeing to. Because the heading may be misleading, but perhaps it should just be rephrased at the beginning. It recommends that we agree to this report, and not a budget, because that's what's been flying every day. I'm making my point clear.
I'm not clear. The report is on the budget.
Madam Chair, first of all, my apologies for being late, but I had other meetings. If you look at the first opening paragraph there in the report, this is a report of a tabled report which was presented to us relating to matters pertaining to the department and its budget. But it's not passing the budget. That has got to be done through an appropriation process in Parliament on Friday when we stand up and debate this budget. And by necessity, it might not mean that every one of us here is going to pass that budget in light of the circumstances. So
So that word pastor is incorrect. Recommends or considers this report. You're not passing the budget.
Chairperson, this is a report that we as a committee, or as this committee, has deliberated on what the department came to us on when they were talking about their strategic plan for this financial year. And so because of the budget that they've been given, they have to come and report to this house or to this committee on what they've done with the budget, whether they've used the whole budget or they didn't, you know. So, as I understand this is what we, as this committee, understand from the budget board. And I think I don't see anything wrong with that. I agree with what you are saying, the appropriation bill, which is going to be passed on Tuesday. I agree with you on that. But we're talking about the budget board, which the department came to this committee to report on.
My understanding of the process is as follows. The committee would be presented with by the department with the budget. The committee would deliberate on the budget, looking at also at the performance of the department on the previous year. Before the budget also gets passed in the House, the committee also has to say whether they are passing the budget or not as a committee. Because what happens also in the House is what comes from us. So we have to pronounce whether we are in agreement with this budget, want this budget to be passed or not. And there could be different views in terms of which would be limited. This is the report, and if there are dissenting views within the portfolio committee, that gets recorded that party so-and-so was not in agreement with the part that relates to the passing of the budget at committee level.
Madam Chair, I hear what you say. We are looking at a portfolio, multi-party portfolio committee, and the report that was presented to us, of which there are certain things in here, obviously, which need further investigation. But let me just give you an example. There are 13 entities in this department. We have had a very scant report about. We've still got to go into each one of those entities to see whether they are operating within the confines of the strategic plan, and whether they are compliant in terms of the Auditor General's report. Therefore, we are embracing this report by saying, in one paragraph, yes, you know, all the entities have been reported on, but we don't know the details of it. You know and I know that. At the same time, we are going to go in an appropriate process in Parliament, where individual parties might or might not support the budget of the Department of Transport because of certain that is the reality. But the way this thing is read here is that we are saying as a committee, a multi-party portfolio committee, we're accepting the department's budget, we're accepting the department's report. And I don't think that is in reality what we say. That's a word. That's all. All I'm saying is we are saying we are considering this report, we table this report, and we accept it. Because this is what they said. But it doesn't actually mean that we are purposely, by virtue of that, accepting the implications of the budget. And I would like to propose some wording to amend that paragraph, my colleague.
Let us hear the other
view.
Honorable Lam. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, my understanding is that this is a committee, the committee report, that we are moving, that we adopted with the amendment that has been put on the table. The committee report, Chair, will contain all the activities that the department is planning to do. And the department can't plan the activities without the funding. That is my understanding. So whether there are challenges or no challenges, there should be funds for the department to be able to execute some of these problems. While on the other side as a committee, we need to play an oversight role. And also, we need to identify the challenges that are within the department so that at the end of the day, because of the committee, we are here to assist the department wherever it's possible. So my understanding is that this is a committee report that we adopted as a committee. We adopted this committee report as a committee. And also, at the end of the day, this report is supposed to help the funding. You can't have a car, expect the car to move without the petrol. Then you said because there are problems, certain problems in the car, you can't put the petrol then for the car to move. Why on the other side we consider what are the challenges of that particular car? So that is what I'm saying here, that this is a committee report that you have to adopt as a committee. Then at the end of the day, I agree with you that at the end of the day we have different views on the market, but as a committee to adopt the report as a committee.
Can I also explain? Because I feel this is, some people are already now in the voting process that will happen next week. Okay. Can I read this? The Portfolio Committee on Transport, having considered the budget of the department, vote number 33, transport, recommends that it be passed. We are recommending to the House. This portfolio committee is recommended to the House. And in this portfolio committee, there could be a party that is not of the same view. And when we are then saying we are recommending this budget to be passed, that particular political party would put forward its view. That is our responsibility as a portfolio committee, because if we fail to do that, it means that this vote will not go to the House.
I think everything the Honourable Member just said has been correct. I think it's just a matter of how we interpret it. I'd like to make the following recommendation, that we just add on two words and change one, and that is at the top where it says the Portfolio Committee on Transport, having considered the budget of the Department of Transport, recommends that this report be adopted. That's really what I'm saying. Because what's been said is quite correct, but it's, you know, the actual budget has been debated and discussed and approved or rejected in the House. And that's what I was saying, that this report is being adopted. If that would be acceptable, I would be grateful. Thank you.
Okay. That's not the usual procedure. That's not the usual procedure. What gets adopted in the House comes as a recommendation of a portfolio committee. How would the House even put this on the agenda for adoption by the House when the committee itself has not said anything about the adoption of the of the budget?
Can I follow up?
Yes.
We're talking about semantics here. Your colleague here has just been talking about adopting the report. What do? We adopt the report. We accept it as we see it here. But to pass the report is a different story, because then you are endorsing it, you're actually rubber stamping, you're saying this is, that is the difference in English.
Can I interject what you are saying?
Yeah.
We are a portfolio committee. Our duty is to pass this and recommend to the House to do the same. That is our responsibility. And amongst us are people that would say we are not in favor of this budget, and those people should come forward and say so. If we need to vote in the committee, we need to vote in the committee and say those that are in favor of passing the budget should say so, and those that are not in favor of. And then that would happen even in the House.
I'm just repeating what you are saying, Chairperson. That's exactly what should happen.
Mm.
Because I fully are in disagreement.
Mm.
Because committees on Tuesday, they will be given chance to make their declaration. And I think DA has, I mean, they'll have the ample chance to actually say they don't agree to the budget because of ABCD and will vote in the House.
Mm. Honourable,
thank you, Madam Chairman. I wonder if I could come up with a proposal, with a compromise, that we leave the word "pass," that instead of the word "it," that we say "recommend that this report be passed." Would that be acceptable?
It's not a report that gets passed; it's a budget. It's a budget. You have the right to abstain. You have the right not to vote in favour of. But we cannot fail to do our duty because the DA is not in agreement with the budget. Our duty is to ensure that the Department of Transport has got a budget and the House deliberates on that budget and the budget gets passed.
Can we then abstain from this particular purely over the word "pass"?
That's fine.
Purely over that, because we will have our right to do it, that as my colleague here, Mr. Lewis, said, it still has to go back to our court. Those caucuses, just like yours, will decide ultimately what will be the outcome. We're accepting this report, and I must stress that, and I want that minister, we are accepting this report for adoption, for passing and tabling into the parliamentary system, because it is verbatim. We have all been here. There's nothing in this report which we didn't hear. So we are not arguing on the content of the report. We are arguing on the content of the saying that this, we are passing this. We are not passing this budget. We will then have our options open for us for debate when it does come. But I just want to stress that we would table that we are saying that we accept this report for adoption and recommendation and for consideration as it is given here, but the word "passing" does not cannot be agreed to until this time we have discussed it with our relevant caucuses.
We understand where that comes from, because we are in opposition. You have the right to oppose the recommendation to have the budget passed. But the committee as a whole doesn't share the same. So there are parties here who would want to see this budget vote being passed. That is why we are recommending to Parliament to pass the budget. It is a recommendation to Parliament to have the budget passed. Yeah, that is what we are saying. We are saying this committee recommends that this budget be passed. And within this committee, there would be parties that would be saying we are abstaining because we still have to apply our minds on it. And there would be parties that would be saying we are opposed to this budget being passed. It is their right to do so. But we cannot move out of this room with no recommendation to Parliament in as far as the passing of the budget of the Department of Transport is concerned.
Chairperson, I have to attend the Chief's Forum, but I'm saying I agree with you. Let us pass this budget. And we are saying we're doing that as a passing the budget with the recommendations that will amend whatever amendments that have to come out later. As you're saying, we are passing this budget.
Can I also read the sentence?
Okay.
The Portfolio Committee on Transport, having considered the budget of the department, vote 33, transport, recommends that it be passed. It is our responsibility and our duty to recommend to Parliament, because we are the people that have processed this. Parliament has not processed this. That is our responsibility. That is what we are here for.
We are not responsible.
We are recommending to Parliament to pass the budget. Those who differ with that will differ in the House. And those who want to abstain here can do that from here. So we are not going to paraphrase anything here. What is written here is 100% correct. After having done that, we have considered the budget. We are recommending to the House to pass the budget. But we are also recommending, we are also reporting as follows what we have written here. That is the report from us. Our first and foremost thing is to recommend to the House to pass the budget. Without that recommendation, there will be no debate on the transport budget and there will be no voting on the transport budget because it is the responsibility of this committee to recommend to the House to pass the budget. Any party that differs with that will have its time and opportunity to say we are not in favor of, we are not in support of the budget of the transport, and there will be many members from those political parties who would be recorded as having opposed the budget.
Comrade Peter, can we proceed? Because I can see that the honourable members from the TA, because they have small caucus within the same portfolio committee, so can we just move on? They've got their position, let them hang on it, then we're moving. The country is waiting for development. Thank you.
Those in favor of recommending to the House that this budget be passed should raise their hands. Those against this budget recommended to the House for the House to pass it, raise their hand. Those who are abstaining?
I think I must rephrase my position. I think what you said is yes. Mm-hmm. But I have to meet my focus tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, that is where we take the fight. And as a debate tomorrow, on the Friday, this is very difficult. But I accept what is here, and it's my duty to go and tell it to my father.
Madam Chair, the report is a true reflection of the transaction that we had with the family. We are not going to, as Congress of the People, debate logical sequences of that. We say the document is a true reflection. But in terms of whether our position would be to vote for passing of the budget, it's a host of a different card. That will get to in the debate on Friday. Thanks very much.
I think this matter is closed.
Madam Chair. Honorable Chairperson, I must say I'm still confused. Because here, like the honourable member just said, this is a true reflection of what the department presented to us. And in this report, if our concerns are raised and there's recommendations like we discussed. But my confusion is, as a committee, we accept this report. And doesn't matter what political party we belong to, and that we as a committee recommend that this be passed in the budget vote. If they can't, if we do not do this, they can't proceed with the work. What are we saying as a committee? Yes, on Tuesday, you have a chance to say that you're not going to support this. I'm disappointed if members do not want to approve this.
I think this matter is closed. If we go according to the principles of democracy, the majority has it. It is four against it. So So this report will be recommended to the House for the House to pass it. The budget will be recommended to the House for the House to pass the budget. And those that are opposing the budget will vote against the budget in the House. We move to item number 3. Before we close item number 2, we have 2 things to do. The first one is to have a mover and a seconder for this report, for the budget to be recommended to the House that it be passed. A mover and a seconder.
I consider him to be the most the report, the adoption, the recommendation to the House for consideration.
Honorable opposed? There's no one opposed to. What we are then going to be doing, we are going together with this report, going to have a page that says when we were doing this, the co-ISP and GA abstained for purposes of going back to their caucuses. Is that okay?
Yes, fine.
Thank you. Item number 3, consideration of look at the report and 5-year review. I received this yesterday. I have not gone through it thoroughly because I focus more on the budget and later issues. I would guess that it is the same with other members. And I was going to propose that we take this week and defer it to the next meeting so that we can give ourselves enough chance to go through the work that was done by the previous committee, as well as what we would then put in into our program as the issues that we would want to work on as a result of this legal report. Is that proposal agreed on? The last one is the consideration of the State of the Nation Address on Transport Issues. I think this is the same. And we will need time to go through it and then consider it in our next meeting. There was a note that was written by Etion, the parliamentary liaison officer, in relation to the party after the debate, and he indicated that all members are invited to a budget vote debate party after the debate, but the invitation will be then put in the pigeonhole, indicating where it's happening and the time and place and venue. I think there are no other items of the agenda, and I would like to take this opportunity to thank all members for their contributions and deliberations. I declare the meeting closed.